The first thing I'm going to talk about is our SACS reaffirmation.
SACS stands for the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools. UWF President Dr. Judy Benz told the crowd of a couple of hundred students, staff, and faculty that it's the organization that reaccredits the University of West Florida every 10 years.
If we don't get reaccredited, we're all out of work.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early
The UWF singers sang the national anthem before what turned out to be an upbeat session, looking back on the university's accomplishments over the past year and its goals looking forward.
It's been an upbeat year. We've resolved a lot of issues. We've reorganized. We got some new leaders in. We got five new deans. And we are in a better place.
One of the highlights of the year was the reorganization of the colleges at UWF, a project that started years ago and has finally been completed with the addition of the College of Health.
We only had three colleges forever, I mean forever, and now we have five academic colleges, not just four. It's a sign that we're growing, that we're healthy, the programs are maturing, and we're bringing new programs in and giving them a chance, like logistics and mechanical engineering, physician's assistants. All of those programs are new.
And with the new programs has come an increase in enrollment. Ben says that just over 12,700 students are enrolled in UWF, an increase of 2.8%. She also says university housing is 94% full. And Dr. Bentz reported negotiations with the faculty union has produced an early agreement for the coming year.
We reached an agreement for 15-16, and it's important for several reasons. Number one, we've never settled this early. This is the best timing of all. Second of all, it was very collegial. It was very positive this year, and they deserve a hand for this, what they did. What this agreement addresses is cost of living, compression, raises, all of those are rolled into it. The union ratified it unanimously, and we are presenting it. It will be presented to the Board of Trustees next week, September 30th, for their ratification.
If you recall last year's address, one of the main topics was performance-based funding. UWF received the lowest grade among all state universities and lost funding. A concentrated effort was made to raise the school's score and restore that funding. And it worked, perhaps too well.
I never thought I would regret being at the top of the class of improvement. But we improved so much, it's hard to improve anymore because we have to hit what we hit last year plus some. And that's not sustainable. You know, we need to level out. So we're going to drop down in points. I don't know how low we'll go, but we'll go lower. And after about two more years, we'll stop this roller coaster. All of the regional universities are doing this. That's just the way it is. So the five of us that are stuck where we are, and we love it, but suffer in the metrics, it'll take us a couple of more years to get on a sustainable growth path.
And Dr. Bentz won't be here for many more of those years. Her contract was extended through 2016, and a search is going on for her replacement.
The board has lots of time. When they extend my contract for 18 months to end in December of 16, that gives them plenty of time to do an inclusive, public, national search. And I'm very happy it's being done that way.
That makes this Dr. Bentz's penultimate State of the University address. She closed the speech with a note of thanks.
Now, as always, it's a privilege to be your president. This is my eighth State of the University address. 8 years ago, I became president as the biggest surprise of my life. You have helped me along the way. You stood by me when I needed support. We have great administrators, great faculty, great staff. And I thank all of you for your hard work.
Bob Barrett, WUWF News.